All right, we're back to selling. Now, I gave you an example of how to sell a book or how to sell a pen. And, you know, you have to ask a question. Can I ask you something? You have to get them to their experience of whatever it is, the topic. You want them thinking personally about something in their own life. Then they're engaged. If you're talking about the product, here, I've got this Bible. Let me tell you all about it. You're starting from zero. They have, right now, they didn't get up thinking, I'd like to know about this stuff. I've been searching about this. No. So you have interrupted their life with all this stuff, all these facts, and they don't care about it. You have to get them thinking about their own story, their own thing, their own dream, their own need. And then finally, at the end, now that they're engaged, you can connect your product to it. All right. Selling, you know, is more than just the one-on-one. Selling your product or service, in some ways, you have to take a step back, get a broad overview of the whole thing. And that's what marketing is. So that's what we're going to talk about. What is marketing? Marketing are activities of a company associated with buying and selling a product or a service. So all the things connected to buying and selling a product or service. It includes advertising, selling, and delivering, and packaging, and storing, and warehousing your product. Marketing is everything a company does to acquire customers and maintain a relationship to them. Products and or service. A product and or service refers to an item or a service a business intends to sell. So a product might be, like for me, it's a personalized Bible. I have different versions and different Bible versions and products. A service would be, you know, I clean siding. I pressure wash decks and siding. That's my service. What differentiates the product and or service from its competitors? So I have these Bible, you know, personalized Bibles. People have their own cover on it, picture of their own church or whatever they want on this cover and on the inside. And there are other groups that do it too. The New International Bible version, for example, Biblica, they're the ones that own the copyright. And they too will personalize. You can go to their site and they will personalize Bibles for you. And they used to personalize New Testaments like I do. Well, you can bet. I looked on their site and I priced myself below them. And 2 years ago, they stopped doing New Testaments. They only do the whole Bible. I don't know if it's in response to what I was doing or not, but, you know, I'm looking at my competitors. What are they doing, and how can I do it better, and how can I be less expensive? Can the product and or service be marketed with a secondary product and or service? Okay, so I'm offering this, but if you're sort of interested in this, you might be interested in that. So I have books, but maybe tracts, or maybe sermon series that go with the book. I don't know. And you have to think about, here's my product and service, and here's the related products and services that I might be able to get into. Are there substitute products and or services in the market? Are there things that people can buy that would take the place of what I am trying to sell? So in other words, marketing, you have to assess what's going on in the world and what's happening with this product. What's the price? Are people wanting this thing? Are they going on to something else? Price. Price refers to how much the product is likely to cost. Well, what does that mean? Cost to business for the product or service. So, for example, when I print Bibles, here's the New Testament. It's got Youth Haven Trail Book. So this is a ministry that has campers and kids that come, and then they give them this Bible. So it's a nice cover that they did. So what do I do? In the inside is a New Testament. So what I do is the last time I printed 50,000 of what's on the inside. Because I printed so many, and they didn't have a cover. It's just this white. Just looked like this. I printed 50,000. Because I printed 50,000, I got a ridiculously low price. I think it was like 57 cents for each one of them. So that's, first of all, the cost of the product to me, the business owner. Number two, the cost of putting product or service together. So I have all these Bibles, but they don't have covers. So now I got to print a cover. The cover has to be laminated. And then the cover has to somehow get attached to this Bible. So it has to be glued on. I have a machine that glues it on. And once it glues it on, I have to trim it on three sides, and it has to be straight. So I have a three-blade cutter that I put it through. So there's the cost of the printing of the cover. There's the cost of the labor. There's the cost of any machinery that you might have. There's the cost of, you know, I have 50,000 Bibles printed. Where do they go? They don't go in my bedroom. They're going to be stored somewhere. Well, I have a barn I put them in, but if I didn't have a barn, I'd have to pay someone to store them. The cost of marketing a product or a service. Okay, people don't know that I even have these. I can have them in my barn, but no one knows that they exist. So I have to get out and, you know, I have to either hire someone to make calls, or I have to do something to let people know that these things exist. The cost to distribute the product or service. So that's part of letting people know, but it's how do you get something to somebody? So shipping and all those things. The cost competitors charge. How do I make a price? How do I decide what it's going to be? I have to see what others are doing, and I try to get under that. The cost your business will charge. So ultimately, I have to take the cost that I have in making the book thing in the middle, the cost of printing the thing, the cost of assembling it together, the cost of storage, the cost of shipping, the cost of calling and marketing and trying to make the sale. And then, so then I can add up all those things, and then how much of a profit do I want to make? And then there's the competitor, I have to come under that. So I have to figure out all those things and finally come at the price of my product and service. And, you know, if a competitor is doing it better than I am and I can't get under it, maybe I shouldn't do this business. Place. Place refers to distribution of the product or the service. It can be a physical front store. You can rent some space and sell stuff out of that space. You can get distributors and partnerships. You can talk to people and get them to sell your product for you. You can go online. You can create an online store. You can advertise on places like eBay here in the United States, or we have Craigslist. Those things are free until, you know, you pay a little fee when something gets sold. Or you can make your own online store. Or you can have a mix of all these things. You can have partners with people, you can have a physical place that people come, you can also have online. Promotion. Personal selling. Everywhere you go, you talk about your product. Every time you meet someone, you have a product in mind, and again, you don't just sell your product, you have to listen to them long enough to find out what their dream is, what they're excited about, and somehow connect your product to their dream. Advertising. It depends on what your product is. If I was going to, you know, I bought a pressure washer and I was going to wash people's houses, I might just go and print 1,000 flyers and just go right down the street and put a flyer on it in everyone's door. Here, I will wash your whole house for $50, and you just do 1,000 of them. And if five people call you, there you go, $250 that day. Sales promotions. People like promotions, discounts, public relations. People have to know about what you do. And so somehow you have to get out there. There's chambers of commerce in every little city here in the United States. I don't know what it is in your country, but you have to get the word out that this is what you do as a service, or this is what you sell. If people don't know what you're doing, it's not going to work. Direct marketing. Okay. So one way or another, get out there. Customers. Who are the people that need or want your product or service? So for myself, personalized Bibles. I'm thinking of churches and ministries. Those are the people that want this. I don't try to sell to individual Christians. And the reason I don't do that, it'd be a lot of work. If I had to go one-on-one and try to sell this to people, it'd be a lot of work. I go to a pastor, and I don't just sell one, I sell 100. Say, Pastor, this is something you can hand out at the end of your service to anyone that's visiting. Or you can get your people to hand it out to people that they know that might be blessed by it. So we might as well make 100 of them. So I'm talking to one person making one sale, but I'm selling 100 of them. That way I can keep the price really low. I don't have to make a lot of money on one because I'm selling 100. So for me, it's who would be interested. Well, it's pastors and it's ministries. They want to get their word out. They want to leave something meaningful with someone. So what is your product and service? And who are the people that need or want what your product or service is? You have to figure that out because the whole world doesn't want or need what you have. The more you can figure this out, the more you can target and spend your time with people that actually might buy your product or service. Well, you have to figure out how to reach them. Okay, for me, how do I reach pastors and ministry guys? I could send a flyer, I could send a letter. You know, I could write this promotional letter and send it to them. But as a pastor, if I showed you the mail that our church got today, it'd be a stack this high. And then my promotional flyer would be in the middle of this stack. And the pastor is going through this. These people want money from me. These people want me to do this. This group wants this. This one wants this. Oh, here's someone that wants to sell me something. It's just, I don't have time for any of that. So how can I reach a pastor who's busy, who's got every ministry under the sun, wants to get their attention and use their people and have money somehow donated to them? How do I touch this pastor? Well, I found I can just call him up on the phone. Hey, Pastor, I'm a pastor too. And I have something that I think you might like. I really do think you might like this. Can I ask you a couple of questions? And 90% of the pastors will say, okay, reluctantly. And then I go into my whole sales thing. You know, do you have visitors that come to your church? How hard is it to get a visitor to come to your church? What does your visitor go home with? A bulletin? What if they could go home with something that might change their life? Something that communicated the vision of your church? Okay? So I can just call them on the phone. Or I can just stop by as I drive by. Generally, I find I have to talk to the minister and nothing happens. I talk to the secretary and nothing's going to happen. So I understand that about mine. You have to understand how you can reach the people that you specifically want to reach. How can you meet their needs and expectations? How can you stay connected to them after the sale? It's hard to make a sale. It's hard to make a connection. And once you have one, people will repeat if you just keep a relationship to them. And a lot of ministries, a lot of businesses, they make the sale and then they move on. When the real gold is in the people that you've already sold to. How can you sell to them again? How do you come back to them? We'll talk about that in another video. How can you get them to sell your product or service? See, once you have someone that appreciates your product, enjoys it, gets something out of it, how do you motivate them to tell their friends? Online marketing. We have a whole course on online marketing, but website information, that's probably what most people start with. They put up a website. It's just got information about what the product is, how it works, who to call, all those kinds of things. The next step is to do website sales. It's a little more difficult. It's a little more pricey to have something like that, but people can actually buy online. And then one thing that's really happening now is blogs. It's sort of indirect selling. If you just put up a website, hey, I'm selling this stuff, who's going to come to your website? Only people that really know what it is or people you talk to and say, here, are you interested? Go to my website. Otherwise, people are not just going to find your website. But people are looking for blogs in a certain arena. They're looking for what people have to say. And so you write blogs about the topic that your product somehow is an answer to. And people read your blog, and they like your blog, and then there's a link. Well, if you like this, here's where you can do something about it. And if you keep blogging, and people, you get a following of people that like what you have to say, eventually you could sell your product through that. Facebook, Facebook ads, Google ads, all this online marketing stuff, you really should take the whole course on how to do that. But I'm just giving you the ballpark. A lot of companies and a lot of startups are moving towards the online thing more than having people come to a store. Test marketing. Resist the waiting to start your business when everything is figured out. That's what people do. They're going to figure it all out. They got to get the logo. They got the whole product thing and order, you know, and how are we going to do this, and you know, all these pieces and vision statements and marketing plans. You just need to go out and try something. Just get off the dime. Just start with something small and see how it works. Start small, adjust as you go. The whole thing in, you know, marketing is really coming up with this whole plan. But instead of trying to just figuring out the whole plan, just get started. Small. So that if it fails, you don't lose the farm. You don't lose a lot of money. But you will end up figuring out all this marketing if you just get going and you run into this problem. And then you try to figure it out. So keep in mind all of these things that I just talked to you about marketing. Marketing is trying to figure all that out. But don't just sit there with paper and try to figure it all out. Talk to people. Get out there. Try to sell something. And then figure out as you go. Thanks for listening.